From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, a catch-up with Helen Rowland of Ocean Connect, Business All-Star Call Centre of the Year for 2024 from the All-Ireland Business Foundation. Ocean Connect are your business process outsourcing's partner, providing seamless customer experience, business process management and technology solutions for leading trusted brands across Ireland and beyond. Thank you so much for joining me on AIBF Business Talk today, Helen. Helen, I'm very curious as to what inspired you day one to pursue a career in the call centre industry, and how did you go through the ranks of rising to the position of CEO?
Okay, really what inspired me was I returned from the UK and I got a job in American Bank, where I became involved in the operations of Agila. We were calling into the States, selling credit cards. So I became involved in the marketing and operations of the Agila. I love the drive. I'm very target-driven. I'm driven also. And I love reaching goals. That's what I do. I enjoy working. However, I have to have a challenge. And it's very challenging working within a call center environment because we have so many different campaigns. It could be inbound virtual reception, lead generation, appointment setting, SMS or mobile marketing. So the challenge and the variety is there. I love variety in my business and indeed in my life.
Very interesting, because I think maybe a typical perception from the outside world of somebody that isn't used to maybe the detail that goes on in a call center, it's not just about answering phones. There are campaigns which are strategic and so important to each client's business. You know, be it, as you mentioned, the lead generation, running a particular campaign, whatever that is, you know, and challenges as well along the way, because would it be fair to say that it's not just your challenges, but you're also taking on board the goals and challenges of your clients?
Totally. And we also have to protect their brand. So we have to ensure that we are extremely professionals all the time. We have to ensure we employ the right personnel. We have to train them up, coach them, and take them to a position whereby they're working for our company and also working for another company, ensuring the brand is always intact. So therefore, again, with we go back to inbound call handling, we would have to have an SLA of a three-ring pickup, as in you pick up the phone in three rings. Regarding outbound, we would have targets to reach and goals. And we're very good at that. I'm very good at that myself. So, of course, it leads its way down through the chain to reach targets. And that's why we're still in business and we're still going strong.
Okay.
Now, another thing I will mention is there's also an awful lot more work in the background of setting up the campaign, whereby we have a predictive dialer. A dialer, you input the information as in the data. You develop the scripting, get a signed job. You also run a dialer. A dialer doesn't run on itself by itself. You actually have to run the dialer to make sure you are hitting targets. You continually change databases. If one database is not working, you move to another database. So it seems so simple. However, there's a lot of work being out there.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. You know, as you said there, that sometimes if maybe an outbound call campaign or lead generation, if it's not working, well, then you need to be proactive and to react to that.
Totally. And this is where I'm extremely good at running the data. So I would obviously assist my manager if it was an issue, because I'm just very good at running it. I ran it for MBNA, which is an American bank. Calling into the States, we were up against many other US sites, and we always excelled in our roles. So I know how to run the data pretty well.
And it's obvious that this is, you know, going down through your team as well. Helen, talking to you, it's easy to see and to hear how passionate you are about what you do, not just for yourself, but for your clients. What would you say are the most rewarding aspects of your role and perhaps some of the biggest challenges that you face simultaneously?
Okay, in regards to rewards, the accreditation that I receive and any awards I receive is very important to me. because I'm not money driven. Contrary to what people say about running business, some people are. I am not money driven. I'm target driven. So therefore, I had to get satisfaction and to continue on running the business, I had to reach goals. I thoroughly enjoy it. Every day is different. We have different campaigns. Challenges. What are challenges? We all have challenges. As they say in the bank I used to work with, it's never a problem. It's an issue, a challenge, and an opportunity.
That's a very good way of rephrasing it, is that in the challenges to pick out the opportunities. And sometimes we can just get so bogged down thinking of the problem and the issue that you can't see the phrase, you know, the wood from the trees comes to mind. But actually, with each of those challenges, in solving them or finding a way around them, an opportunity will come out of them.
Totally. And I'm very, very good at finding solutions and finding other ways in regards to marketing. I mean, I would watch a lot of social media posts in regards to marketing, and they will take you so far, they will invite you to go so far. But putting that into practice is not always that easy. Now, what I will say with Ocean Connects, we offer the full solution. We will offer the marketing, we will put into practice, and we will get results. That is what we do.
So you go good and deep, which is admirable. And I think maybe it sets yourself apart. Helen, it's obvious talking to you how positive you are around, you know, what you do and around the business. But how do you foster such a positive culture within the company and to continuously motivate your team to achieve success?
Okay, well, by nature, I'm very positive, and it works its way down through the team. You know, I employ people who are driven. I can see them walking in the door and I can make my mind up. By the way they walk into my office, I can see whether they're actually driven or not. So I'm very, very good at employing the right people. I educate them, I train them, I coach them, and the same with the managers. So the positivity is within our company, because as I say to them, we start off the day with having a chat or a coffee. Now we go down to business, we get our job done, and you can go home and forget all about it until tomorrow. We have reached our targets.
Very good. And I like there how you bring it back to the target side of things as well. And it's obvious that there's good buy-in from everybody. Helen, it's obvious that you have, you know, in going about setting up Ocean Connect, you've done it very successfully. And there are many listening here today or aspiring entrepreneurs who are, you know, maybe in the call center industry or thinking of entering into it. What advice would you give to an aspiring leader in the call center industry based on your own experiences and insight?
I do recall one thing that springs to mind. I was looking for a predictive dialer and the call center operation system. And I obviously contacted quite a few companies in Ireland. The costing was way above what I could at the time reach. And I went overseas, as in did the research overseas, and I purchased my dialer in India, which is a really good predictive dialer. I have really good support, 24/7 support from India, and I got it for half the price. And it's a really good solution. They continually enhance it to our requirements, and to them, have a look overseas.
But so sometimes looking outside the box maybe for a solution. So Helen, you know, in your role, there's obviously a lot of different campaigns going on and you're dealing with different clients in different industries. How do you go about prioritizing tasks and manage your time effectively to ensure productivity and efficiency for you in your role?
Okay, Elaine, I have a very good team and I would delegate. I will also ensure that I will obviously follow my own schedule to the best of my ability. However, things occur, like one Monday morning we arrived in here, we had no electricity. Somebody had put a cable outside our building. So therefore, we had to send everybody home to work from home. And all the tasks I would have planned for that day was obviously going to be put through to the Tuesday. This is the fact that things are moving continually. But you know, you catch up on time. I can work extra hours or I get back on track and got time.
Very good. And it's always about being the flexible side. You mentioned earlier that you run well via schedule, but there will be times that we need to look outside of that schedule, that our schedules will expand, are very seldom on track, but they too often expand. So because of that, you know, you're obviously, and I use the word, I suppose, with hesitation, very busy person in your role, but outside of work, how do you unwind and recharge and to try and maintain a kind of a work-life balance amongst such a busy schedule?
Really simple. I work 4 days a week. I will go down the country to my country house. I would also head out over to France, or indeed weekends in London. I have great variety in my life. I think variety is key. I have wonderful plans. I'm involved in other businesses or other businesses outside Ocean Connect. So therefore, again, as I said, the variety is there.
And I think that's so important as well, isn't it? To make sure that, you know, as a business person, that you have other things that excite you and that motivate yes. you, but equally reward you. You know, as you mentioned there, you love to travel. So yes. making sure that you factor in time to travel in your busy schedule, you know, helps you to achieve that balance. On foot of our conversation here this morning and listening to your story and the whole ethos behind you and how you run your business, it's no wonder that you're being duly acknowledged and accredited by the All-Ireland Business Foundation. What does this mean to you personally and professionally?
Okay, personally, it's fantastic because it means I'm doing a fantastic job. It's wonderful to receive this accreditation in regards to a brand, my brand, Ocean Connects. So therefore, it's not just myself, as you say, it's myself and my business that's receiving this accreditation. And if, for example, if we're ever going to apply to a tender, having this accreditation will assist us greatly.
Helen, thank you so much for sharing your insights into your world at Ocean Connects. What drives you? What moves you forward? And also how you manage such a busy call center environment and stay so focused and so driven at the same time whilst enjoying the variety in your personal and professional life. Congratulations, Helen, and to your continued success.
Thank you so much, Len. Lovely talking to you again.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.